Welcome to the Unveiled Sisterhood. We're Brooke and Jess, and we run the Unveiled Bride Tribe. We lead retreats, mentor programs, and healing and breakout sessions, and this podcast. We're about to introduce you to some amazing stories of women who have left a very tough chapter to step into healing, truth, and abundance. Find out the whole story on episode 4. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode number 9, Own Your Opportunities. I'm really excited to share this episode with you. Jess and I had an opportunity to sit down and interview a phenomenal woman, Agnes Rosiak. What's really awesome is before Jess and I had this interview with her, she and I did not know Agnes's backstory. So as we got to sit down and ask the questions and interview her, we were in awe and inspired by what Agnes shared. And I know you ladies who are tuning in will also be in awe and inspired. You see, Agnes had opportunity and she took charge. She owned those opportunities ahead of her. So I know as you listen, you can look at your own life and see opportunities and take charge also. So without giving any more away, let's dive in and listen to our interview with Agnes.
Today, Brooke and I have the opportunity to interview this amazing woman, Miss Agnes Rosiak, and she is a South Bay and West Side realtor in California. So, Agnes, I'm
hello, everybody.
You go ahead and introduce yourself. We'd love to hear more about you.
Sure. Hi, my name is Agnes Rosiak, and I have been in Los Angeles for the past 25 years. I came from Poland. I was born and raised there for 21 years. And the way we came to Los Angeles, me and my husband, is he won a green card. So we felt like we are lucky from the very beginning. However, we were only 21 and 22. So looking at my kids right now, they are exactly the same age. It's kind of a scary thought. But, you know, we thought that life gave us an opportunity and we grabbed it. And it has been a really interesting ride since then. So both of us, you know, my husband has his own company. I have developed in real estate for the past 15 years and absolutely love my career. It was tough at the very beginning, especially when you're coming to a different country with no language. My English was very, very minimal. And, you know, I just, at that age, you're just treating it as you are starting some sort of an adventure until the reality hits you. Mm. So, you know, it's been a journey for sure. It's been a ride. But you know, I made it where I am and very happy with how everything came through in our story.
That's wonderful.
When you first
came over, I'm sure there were many hurdles, but what were, say, two of the biggest hurdles coming up? You just mentioned a language barrier. What else was a huge challenge for you as you guys came in at such a young age?
The biggest challenge was not knowing what's coming and coming to a country that everything is big, everything, you know, the stores. And I'm coming from a post-communistic country where we had no groceries at the stores. I mean, you would go in and the shelves were empty. So you would just stand in line for a few hours waiting for what they're going to deliver that day. And I really remember, you know, a lot of struggles that my parents had to go through. So coming to a country that has everything in excessive quantities was just a shocker. And knowing that everything can be yours if you do what you need to do and if your ducks are in the right row, that was exciting and scary at the same time, because you don't have parents with you which in my case, happened. I don't have my parents. I don't have anybody who will guide me. I don't have anybody speaking my language that will tell me where to start. So we kind of did what we thought is right. We looked in the Los Angeles Times for jobs and started our journey there. So that was another obstacle. We were not used to newspapers being that thick. Mm-hmm. Our newspaper was like a daily news here that's delivered to your door. So looking at that, and someone actually suggested to my husband at the Polish store that this is the way you look for your first job. So I consider ourselves lucky that we found something within the first week. And like I said, not knowing the language was not an easy task to get a job here, because how you communicate, how do you interview, right? So that's talking about obstacles. Those are the main ones that we face coming here within the first month of kind of establishing ourselves. And we didn't come with a lot of money. We came literally with $2,000 in our pocket, and you need a car, right? Mm-hmm. So cars are not $500 unless you want to buy something beat up that's not going to get you to work. Even 25 years ago, we spent about $1,900 on our first car, and we were left with $100. And no place to live. So, yeah, it was interesting. But like I said, within the first week, we got our first job, which kind of got us through the first month. And then I don't know if I should call it luck or I should just call being resourceful. We kind of started going to Polish church that we found through the community. And, one thing led to another. One person spoke, about the job opportunity in property management through one of the gentlemen. And so we went for the interview. He spoke fluent Polish because his parents were from Poland. He came here as a 9-year-old boy, but that's another story. So the whole thing, just kind of one thing led to another. And that's how we started our journey. And that's how I started the love for real estate. Managing his property was something that actually gave us the stability, and we had a place to live because it was a live-in job. So we lived in one of the properties and kind of took care of the rest. While he was sending us to school to learn language, to get our education. We both came here with master degree, which we couldn't nostrify because we didn't even know how to.
Yeah.
So that was another obstacle. Like, we didn't even know where to send documents. We didn't even know what's the social security. We didn't even know where to pick our green card. I mean, we landed in Los Angeles, and we received a big Manila envelope with documents. They took us to the immigration, told us, wait for your green card. But where is it going to come? Which address? And, like, you understand every 10th word that they speak to you. So thank God for good people that actually helped us with the social security, that we have to go and register and kind of register the address so the government can find us where to send the green card. So the first 6 months to a year was a constant struggle and constant, like, whatever we touched, there was another 10 steps that you have to do to survive. And, my husband is a risk taker, and he just, he likes to go for it. So when we were coming to the United States, we only bought one-way tickets.
Oh.
So there was no coming back.
So you burned your boats before you even got here.
We totally burned our boats. Totally burned our boats. Yeah, that thing definitely applies to us.
So I'm curious, as I'm listening, like, there were all these things, obstacles, things you had to learn, but it appears like you just kept taking the right next step. You were taking action. You weren't sitting idly waiting for a job. You weren't sitting in, like, you were just continuously taking action and maybe not seeing where that next step was really going to lead. But would you say that's true? You kept going.
We did, but don't take me wrong. There were times that we both, everybody has their weak moments, and we both were I don't know if this, like, you know, after the 10th thing, when you're trying, it's not happening, or something is telling you, okay, you need to stop, you start giving up. But both of us are very go-getters. So we were saying, look, we didn't come to this country to give up. We didn't get that opportunity in our life to just, you know, come in, oh, it didn't work, we're just gonna give up and go. And so we gave each other, you know, 3 years, that if really in 3 years, if all the obstacles are gonna turn into just telling us, okay, you know what, it's not working, then we're gonna go. But we never gave up. In that 3 years, we knew we have to give our 110% every day to find solutions, to find opportunity. And you know, if not one, then what can we do? And if somebody, you know, put a barrier in front of us, then we would just go around it. We would just find a way to go around it. I feel like when you present it with that big of opportunity, and I don't care what it is. I mean, for us, it was coming to States and getting a better life. That was our opportunity. Whether it is getting a better job, whether it is starting something in your career, I just feel like don't give up, you know, the first 10 times because something doesn't work. You know, I feel like the last thing that comes on the tree is the fruit. And that's what you want to see. You don't want to see the blooms. You don't want to see, you know, the little green leaf. You want to see the fruit, and that's what you're going after. That's how I feel.
That's really beautifully put. I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just wait for it and go get it. It's find a way that work for you, and know one thing, and always have that in your heart, that yes, we all have weaknesses, and I don't care what people say, oh, I'm this tough person. That tough person has a moment behind the curtain too. They really need to release their stress, and we did this. And like I said, when you're young, you don't know what the stress is until you really face it. And when you have your mom and dad and your whole family, your brother, your sister, whoever, even friends, it's easier because you can go and you can, you know, meet for a glass of wine and just unwind. We didn't have anyone, and we only had each other. And I told my husband, actually recently, we celebrated the 25th anniversary of our wedding. And I said to him, I said, you know, I got to tell you, this was either make it or break it for our marriage too. And that we made it is incredible. It actually made us much stronger. So that's what I would say to others.
I just love the example that you're setting for your children.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, the fact that because I just keep hearing you say, you just go. There's going to be obstacles. Yes, there's going to be obstacles. Mm-hmm. You may fall down 10 times, but you just keep getting up and keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You have to. And my boys grew up in the house that whatever they started, there was never giving up. I said, if you started soccer, you have to go through a whole season. That was something we started. You don't have to like it, you know, to continue with it. Mm-hmm. But if you started something, go for it. Just because until you go to the end, you really don't know what you're going to be missing. Just because it's hard, just because something, you know, has obstacles, that doesn't mean that it's not going to be rewarded at the very end. So, and you're not always going to get a trophy. You might just get, you know, to the next step from what you achieve. So I just feel like, you know, sending the message to your children, to your spouses, to your significant others, that don't give up. There's going to be hard times. You know, I mean, it's life. It's not always butterflies, right?
Yeah, that's
how I feel. Yeah, it's not always butterflies. Trust me, everybody has an agenda, right?
Yeah, that'd be interesting if life was full of butterflies. But this is where you started. And yeah. Where are you now? You started, you know, not knowing English and finding that really amazing opportunity with property management. And so now, where are you now?
Very, very satisfied with where we are as far as being free of, I wouldn't say any worries, but being free from negativity, being able to choose what we want to do in life. And it's not always monetary. It's, I, I, my husband and I, we are, you know, of course it's good to have a financial comfort, but we like the fact that we can hop in the car and just go wine tasting one day. Just because it's raining outside, I don't want to be sitting. So we like the happiness. We wake up in the morning happy and thankful for being able to say good morning, not, you know, on this side of the grass. And just living the life without the stress. We decided to completely eliminate the stress from our life as a choice. Totally as a choice. I mean, there's, like I said, there's a situation. My husband owns his business. I'm in real estate. I'm sure, Brooke, you know how hard real estate is on a daily basis. But we make choices every day. We make choices how to go through the day. And we are thankful for everything that we have. We always appreciate even the little things that are happening. We're appreciating the flowers that are blooming in my garden. I wake up in the morning and I smile because I see that my citrus trees are completely loaded. So you got to make choices every morning. You got to make choices every day. What is important and what is not important, whether it is your career and it's something that makes you happy. You don't need to be a people pleaser. You need to please yourself, and the ones that are surrounding you will definitely appreciate that, because if you're a happy person, then the ones that are around you are going to be happy, and they're going to get that energy from you. That's how I feel.
I have a question to that. How long have you been doing that? How long has that been a conscious choice of yours to choose gratitude and joy and gratefulness on a every morning, every day basis? Because there's some people, there's going to be someone who listens to this and thinks, that's ridiculous. I can't be happy because of XYZ, or I don't know how. And though it's mm-hmm. simple, it's some people really struggle with that. So how long have you been doing this to make it habitual, and what started that path of every day I'm waking up, I'm choosing joy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree that some people will probably say, yeah, she's probably on something. What was the big wake up for both my husband and I when we started coaching with Tony and we started attending his seminars? It was something that we chose our priorities a little bit differently. Like what is important to me now and what is my number one priority was one of my priorities. It wasn't the main one. So Tony Robbins, UPW, for me, was a wake-up, a realization. What is important to you, not to everybody else? And what can I do to contribute to my family, to my kids, to myself? And if I don't do it, then what are the consequences? Like, do you want to continue doing what you were doing and kind of running in circles and getting the same results? Or you want to change something and see how that feels? So I did it in steps. I want to say I've been doing it for 3 years, probably past 3-4 years on a regular basis. And that's the most important thing. I'm putting it down in my calendar just to have it as a reminder that this is what I'm going to do this morning. It's not only my gym time. It's not only my showing, but my meditation, my gratitude. That's a reminder. For example, when I'm driving, I don't listen to crazy music. I listen to my podcast or I listen to an audiobook. That was my choice. I put that on my calendar that when I'm going into my car, my audiobook is the one that's going to connect, not my Pandora. Do I listen to music? Of course I do. I'm not crazy. I mean, I do have my moments that I need to have my glass of wine and just unwind, just not think about anything else. But I'm saying that, to answer your question, Brooke, for the past 3 to 4 years, I made it a priority. I put it in my calendar and I started there. I started that, okay, I wake up at 5 or I wake up at 6, whatever time is good for you, whatever routine you have in the morning, whether you wake up with your kids, I would always say, set up the timer 30 minutes earlier. And I know it's not easy, especially when you have little ones, because they have their needs and everybody has different needs. I had little kids and mine were only a year apart. So believe me, it was like raising twins at home. with no help, none. So you need to make time for yourself so you don't go crazy. So you have your me time, and the appreciation and the gratitude follows. Once you start the small steps and once you start, I'm thankful just for being awake and just for being healthy today. When you look around and when you see how many young people, because they chasing something that is not, you know, serving a purpose for them, how many of them getting sick or you know, they get mentally ill, and it's just sad. It's just sad because that doesn't have to happen. So putting something on paper, putting something on your phone, start with 5 minutes. Wake up in the morning, start with 5 minutes. Take some meditation. YouTube is a fantastic source of just listen for 5 minutes to, you know, to anybody who actually speaks to you. Yeah. And then grow it. And the same thing before you go to bed. Rather than watching, you know, a crazy show that's going to mess up with your head, go for 10 minutes, put your lavender booties on and put some relaxation music and just go to sleep after. You'll see the difference when you start building it within the first 2 months. It's incredible. So that's awesome. How I started.
Thank you for sharing that.
Of course. I love
each part of that. The part that it is a choice and you schedule it. Because mm-hmm. there's so many people who are like, well, I don't have time for that. I don't have time. Mm-hmm. And I love just saying, well, you make time. You create the time. The time's all there. We all have 24 hours a day. We all have 7 days a week. And we all have 365 days a year. The question is tomorrow going to come? And we don't know that. I don't even know if the next 5 minutes is going to come. And so living in the present and living in the now and being grateful for each moment, it just sets better intention. And I just love how that shift has
brought
so many blessings into your life and so much peace. I mean, it sounds like a lot of peace and no worry.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's something like, you start listening to people when you're not doing it and you say, oh yeah, you probably have more time because you have a different kind of job. Believe me, being a real estate agent, this is a 24/7 job. We don't get documents. We get clients that want to get, you know, showings. We get Zoom calls from somebody who is in New York. So, and I do work weekends, you know, I choose to make weekends with my family. Like when my kids are coming, you make that choice. And I know it's hard, especially, you know, when you're an independent contractor, it's hard to say no to a client because my kid is coming, but you make the priority. You make the choice. You make the priority. I don't have a problem telling my client, listen, I won't be available this Saturday because my Saturday is booked. And I go booked with my kid. I don't have to say it's booked with who. That's the difference, that you choose your words and you choose how you want to lead your life. You don't let people lead your life, because it's very easy to actually submerge yourself into the feeling that, oh, you know, I'm doing a disservice to someone. If you're not fulfilling your life, you're doing a disservice to you and to your family. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
I just love this conversation.
I do too.
So much for sure. I mean, For those of you that are listening, I really hope that you're gathering and taking some notes from Miss Agnes, because just you are the creator of your life. You are in control of your life and nobody else is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, I think that's the ultimate goal for everybody. That's what makes you happy. And I feel the more you have a control over your day, start with the day. You don't have to, you know, start right away to jump into a deep water. Start with your day. Start with your morning. Mm-hmm. Start with that 5 minutes in the morning and do it for 21 days. And then you'll see that after 21 days, everything just starts rolling. And it's becoming a habit, and it's no longer a goal. It's a habit. It's something that you do just like eating breakfast, just like having your coffee, just like, you know, simply picking up the newspaper and reading it, or, you know, learning something new. And also another thing that I found that makes me happy is find something once a month. Either it's a small hobby, go take a gardening class. go take a painting class. Go just, you know, it could be a one-time event, and if you like it, you never know. I took a long time ago with a girlfriend of mine. I love cooking. I took an Italian cooking class. And since then, I absolutely love going and taking once a month something that would have to do with cooking. I would do sushi class. I would do, and this was just for me. And I don't care if five friends would go with me or I would go by myself. I would just go and do it. And that was something that would make me happy. And I would make a day and I would look for different classes, even if I had to drive for 2 hours. I would look for different classes and just go and do it. So just do something spontaneous for yourself. That will make you happy. And you will see that your day will unfold whole bunch of different ways of how you can make yourself better.
Oh my goodness. I absolutely loved listening to Agnes's story. I love how she chose to own her opportunities. She was given this massive opportunity of coming to the United States, and she didn't give up because of a language barrier. She didn't give up because she didn't know what was around the corner or what was next. When she didn't know, she kept going. When there was 10 steps ahead of her, she took all 10 and maybe was faced with 10 more and then took those. And I just can't help but to wonder how often in life we stop at step number 8 or 9, when really the goal, the prize, the breakthrough, the joy is just a little bit further. We just need to keep going. I also really loved how she talked about making gratitude a priority. Waking up and just being grateful for her garden, for her citrus plants. Being grateful just to be waking up. How often small things that are huge, like waking up, that's a huge thing that you can wake up. You know, there's people who won't wake up today or tomorrow, but just be so grateful how often we look past that and it becomes just a normal thing. And we stop being grateful for that. I love her examples. So easy, so simple as just putting it in your calendar. Put it in your calendar. When you get in the car, instead of a song automatically coming on the radio, having an audiobook or a positive message. She's setting herself up for success, and that's how it became a habit. She continued to do it. So I'm curious, as you listen to this podcast, what is something you're going to do to prioritize gratitude in your own life? Something I do is I have set my Alexa in the main part of the house and in my bedroom to play worship music starting at 6 a.m. Every morning at 6 a.m., worship music chimes on. And it brings so much joy to me. It's not something I have to do every day because I've set it up ahead of time. Well, ladies, that is it for this episode. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Unveiled Sisterhood podcast. For show notes, links, and upcoming retreat details, and other awesome resources, head on over to our website, unveiledbridetribe.com. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to the both of us if you'd take a minute to leave a review. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe so that you can listen to next time as we share more amazing stories.